Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women who need to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Breakthrough to a New You. This is day 9, and let's talk about baloney as it pertains to relationships. What I mean by baloney is this. We either create boundaries, barriers, or baloney in relationships. The past 2 days, we talked about boundaries and barriers. Boundaries are healthy. Barriers block us from the very things we need in relationships. So then baloney would be chaos, abuse, or lack of healthy boundaries in relationships. This is what it often looks like. Being in a relationship where you have no privacy, because that person or you repeat everything or much of what's said without permission, of course. Being in a relationship or family situation where someone is being abused verbally, emotionally, mentally, or sexually. Or it could be that one or both of you refuses to honor boundaries. You either refuse or you can't. You don't have the ability to honor boundaries that are communicated, and the relationship becomes toxic because there's no respect for basic human dignity. I know I have personally had my fair share of relationship baloney, and I can tell you that what works to resolve it and keep it from being a norm in your future relationships is to know your self-worth and be willing to walk away from people who cannot or will not honor and respect your communicated healthy boundaries. I think a lot of women stay in toxic relationships, personal or professional, because they tie their self-worth to relationships, meaning they think they're nothing unless they have a certain number of friendships or unless they have a man around. And so they'll accept abusive or disrespectful behavior because they value being able to say that they have so-called friends and a man, even if those friends or that man don't even love them or care about them. So when you know your self-worth, you can set and maintain healthy boundaries, not create barriers to healthy relationships, and resolve, and in the future, avoid baloney. All right, so I want to know what you think about relationship boundaries, barriers, and baloney. Email me at afi@authoroffaithmen.com and tell me that or what you've been able to apply from the last 3 days to your life yet. Or just give me your view of the three, meaning what do you think about those three things? Do you think it's true? Or what have you personally experienced in terms of healthy and unhealthy relationships? Until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.